From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, UN nuclear weapons inspectors in Libya don't want interference or help from the U.S. First, an orange alert New Year's Eve. How's this to go with your champagne? Hovering helicopters, metal detectors, bomb-sniffing dogs, sealed manhole covers, and thousands of cops on overtime. They're all part of this New Year's Eve celebration while the nation is under a heightened terrorist watch. Day to Day's Mike Pesca looks at preparations in New York, Los Angeles, and Las Vegas.
There's garbage on the ground in Times Square. Normally, not a headline. But the reason that there's so much of it today is that all garbage cans have been removed as security risks. The police department has also banned bottles and backpacks and will be using metal detectors and even radiation detectors to screen the crowd, which is predicted to be over 700,000 strong. New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg says the extra security should be an inducement for anyone who might be intimidated to come into New York tonight. Anyone, including Connecticut Congressman Christopher Shays, who is critical of the federal government for encouraging large gatherings while there is an orange alert in effect. Bloomberg responded on NBC's Today show this morning.
We're going to have Shoshana Johnson help drop the ball. She was a woman who was fighting to protect the congressman's freedoms. She was captured and wounded in Iraq. Maybe he should call her and learn a little bit about courage.
3 hours later, 2004 comes to Las Vegas, which has mobilized its entire police force and hundreds of corrections officers to guard the 300,000 or so visitors who are celebrating the New Year. Like New York, military planes and helicopters will be patrolling the skies there. Las Vegas has been specifically mentioned by government officials as a possible target of attack. It is known that 5 of the 19 terrorists who executed the 9/11 attacks met there. Still, as Jerry Bussell, director of Homeland Security for Nevada, assured the CBS Morning Show audience, Las Vegas is safe and unintimidated.
We have not had an exodus, and I will tell you, we are at 100% occupancy, and we're going to have one of the most fantastic and spectacular fireworks displays that you've ever seen.
Actually, phone calls to a few hotels on the Strip do reveal some vacancies. But if you're thinking of hopping a flight from LAX tonight, you can't check your bags at the curb. That's the one concrete change in policy brought on by the orange security alert cited by Harold Johnson, spokesman for Los Angeles International Airport.
We've done everything to minimize the discomfort that travelers are feeling and to maximize airport security.
That trade-off of discomfort for safety is most apparent on nights like New Year's Eve, but is becoming accepted as a perennial part of American life. For Day to Day, I'm Mike Pesca.